and welcome back to this week's episode. How are we doing? I hope we're good. It's been a bit of a week for me for sure. Obviously, we're back to solo episodes today. Last week we had the lovely Lewis. Let me know how you guys got on with listening into that conversation. Obviously, we're on YouTube for the guest episodes as well, which is exciting. It's been really lovely feedback from all the guest episodes, which is amazing. Now, I've had a big milestone this week, which is exciting. I turned 40 about. Well, I'm recording this on the Wednesday, so I've turned 42 days ago. This will go out on the Thursday though, so by that point I will be 3 days post 30. At 40, my goodness, I still feel like I don't even feel like I'm in my 30s, like enough. I don't, like, it's mental. So yeah, I've just turned a big 40, which is mental and unbelievable in a lot of ways. And rather than feeling fearful or reflective in a sad way, I feel a deep sense of peace, of power, and of possibility. I've probably not had a minute to really think about anything, if I'm being completely honest, because it's been a busy old month with Tony Robbins, with the retreat, and with my 40 before 40, which we'll touch on in a minute. But this milestone has brought me a wave of reflection in smaller senses. I do want to do a lot of kind of delving deeper into this though in the coming weeks. Because I a decade ago, I was an entirely different person. Like, I remember being at my 30th and being so broken and so just a total shell of myself and kind of drinking to numb the pain that was inside for a lot of different reasons. Obviously, I was in an abusive relationship at the time, and yeah, I remember there's like little fragments of memories that come back to me, and I'm thinking, I can't believe that's the same person. The woman I became and the woman I'm still becoming as a as like it's like it's not even the same person, which is quite bananas, to be honest. So when I look back in my 30s, it was a decade of breaking for sure, but it was also a decade of healing and rebuilding and rising. 10 years ago, it's crazy, but that, like I say, that was a completely different version of me, physically, mentally, spiritually. I was surviving instead of thriving and trying to hold everything together, wearing all these different masks and completely losing myself and who the world told me to be. But my 30s then stripped all of that away. The endings, the lessons, the moments that I thought would break me, they became my initiation into this becoming that I am now knee deep in, more than knee deep in, I'd say neck deep in. So this was a decade for me that I found my voice, that I found my worth, and that I found my power. And so in this decade, I learned that I don't need to prove myself to anyone. I don't need to please anyone. And I don't need to shrink to fit in. And I think it's really important and really powerful for us to recognize this and for us to voice this, because sometimes people write off things as if, oh, that's me. I've kind of made my bed a lie in it, which was definitely how I found myself in certain positions in my 20s, and even into my early 30s. But it's so important that we, as women, as human beings, voice that we can be anything we want to be whenever we want to be it. Turning 40 for me isn't about getting older. It's about becoming truer, truer to myself, truer to what lights me up inside, truer to the version of me that I want to be and not the version that other people want me to be. So, for instance, as a little example there, my mum was desperate for me to have a 40th, and it was all very last minute, and it would have been like a week's notice, and I was like, nah, like there's no point. Like, I am not that gal who sits in the bowling club getting filly it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not very me. And probably once upon a time I would have just given into it and done it like for the wrong reasons, and done at this big, I don't know what to call it, like charade, is that the right word? I don't know. But I would have done this as a pleasing of other people rather than being like, this is what I want to do. And although I've not entirely put the pin on the party idea, certainly if I was going to have one, it would be for, first of all, obviously super late, which is very me anyway, but it would be like my version. So like I was thinking sound bass and da 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 and the little twinkly lights and all that sort of stuff. So it's more me. Like I am not that type of person who just wants to go to a bowling club and get full of it. It's not who I am anymore. It was once upon a time, but it's not anymore. And it's funny how when you shift and other people don't shift with you, which is absolutely fine. It's totally their prerogative. But it's funny how these scenarios are then highlighted and make you realize and have a lot of realizations. So my 40s is about shedding of the quote unquote shoulds. I freaking hate the shoulds, what you should do because someone or something or some society tells you to. It's the softening into who I really am, and which I've explored so much in the last kind of 6 years or so. It's the deep knowing that peace isn't found in being perfect. It's actually found in being aligned. So at 40, I no longer need validation. I'm saying it here and now. I live by my own standards, by my own values, and by my own rhythm. I am both soft and strong, wise, but still super, super, super curious. And I'm grounded, but I am open, or more open than I ever, ever have been to possibilities, to opportunities. So I suppose there's an element of it. It's like a rebirth, a woman standing in her power, unshakable and free, but also open to whatever life might look like. So one of the most fun things that I decided to do, and I spoke about this a little bit at the beginning, was I decided to, in the lead up to my birthday, I was doing a 40 before 40 list. Now, I only decided I was going to do it like 10 weeks before or something like that. And it actually wasn't about ticking boxes for the sake of just achieving something. It was more about experiencing life and experiencing more things that I have never experienced before. Some of these were like small and soulful, like attending retreats or refinishing this book that I've been bloody on for about a gazillion months. And some were more bold and adventurous. So I went and done the Alpine roller coaster with one of my best friends. It was hilarious. I went and done the Scream Park at M&D's, which was terrifying but also awesome. I went and done the Highland Swing, which was the bungee swing off of Garry Bridge, I think it was, up in Pitlochry. And some were like deeply personal, that things that stretched my comfort zone, challenged my beliefs, or even just reconnected me with joy. So like things like in the last week for sure, I had the best time, but I was knackered come like the day after my birthday. Because the last week I was like, oh my God, it's like I am terrible for being like, it's loads of time and then it's here. So I was like, oh no, I need to do like loads this week to like make it happen. So in that last week, some days I was doing like three things in a day, which made the days frigging fabulous. But it was a lot. It was definitely a lot. And some of that was, like I said, it was more reconnecting with joy and all that sort of stuff. So I went to a cheer burlesque class, which was just fun. Although I'm obviously got a dance background, like I've never done that. So it was just a fun thing to do. What else did I do? I went to a place called Truth, which is a a place where you get blindfolded, you don't know what you're eating. Obviously, you give them your dietary requirements and stuff like that, but you don't know what you're eating and you're blindfolded and you need to guess. That was cool. I went to a choir by far, like at least by like the youngest person in the room by at least half. But it was so fun, it was so wholesome. I had a bloody wonderful time. So like there's been so many different things. Like I've done some really crazy things, I've done some really soulful things, I've done some deeply personal things, and some have just been like little things that I'm just like tick tick, like just like things that I'm like, oh, I've not done that before. And then also, and obviously my whole, the way I am, there was more things that get added to that list, so the list is probably about 70 or 80. But I have ticked off my 40, so that's good. But some of the things that I didn't tick off, I have therefore got as gifts for my birthday, which was exciting. So my brother got me a surfing lesson. So that's exciting. That's something I'm going to do in future. And oh, I can't remember what else it was. And I'm doing something with my best friend tomorrow, and I don't know what that is, but she definitely says it's something that is I've not done before. So that's exciting. But every single one of these things, whether they were small, big, soulful, fun, whatever, they were a moment of reclaiming me, like who I am, what I love, what how I operate. And what I learned through doing all these is that life doesn't need to be perfect or planned. And let's face it, like I am not the biggest perfect or planner anyway. But I definitely feel like this, certainly this last week, but like it, I felt like I lived. Like life is meant to be lived. That we're only here. What's the whole thing? You're here for a good time, not a long time. But like fully, wildly, authentically live your life. And that's the biggest lesson that I'm sharing with you today, because whether you're 30, 40, 50, or anywhere in between, or anywhere above, or anywhere below, it doesn't matter. What I want to ask you though is, one, where have you been living by default instead of by design? Because there's so many avenues that you potentially are living in that default position where it's because of either it could be a conditioning thing where so you fell into a job because that's what your dad or your mum done, or you could be in a relationship that you're unhappy in. But like for instance, for me, with years ago when I was with the kid's dad, that was like I've made my bed, I need to lie in it because I've got children to this guy and that's just the way it has to go. Again, that was because my mum and dad were together and my aunties and uncles were together and da 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 da. And you just, there's an element of you feeling like, one, a failure, and two, like having this expectation you need to live up to, even though that like the expectation is probably in your head. So where have you been living by default instead of design? I'd like you to take a wee moment, pause the podcast and just explore that. Get a wee journal, get a wee notepad, write it all out, explore what that looks like and what that sounds like. Because sometimes when you put pen to paper, it's when it all comes to fruition and you get clarity. Number two would be, what parts of you are ready rather to be seen, expressed, or celebrated? What parts of you have you maybe been hiding? What parts of you have you maybe been suppressing or not celebrating, like not actually embracing with all the beauty that they are? I think sometimes we, again, it's that whole expectation or fear of judgment or whatever that may be, can sometimes cloud who you actually want to be and what you actually want to do. I was with a girl this morning and she was like, I'm so inspired by the way you live. And I'm like, live it, do it. Do you know what I mean? Because like you're like, time is the one thing you're never going to get back. Like, do what you want to do. And number three is, what would you own before list look like? What would your own before, quote unquote, list look like? So for instance, before 30, before 25, before whatever. So if you were doing a, I've obviously done 40 before 40, but if you had, even if it's not a milestone, doesn't need to be a milestone, like if whatever your next birthday is or whatever your, like the new year, obviously we've only got 3 months to that, but still, I've done mine in 10 weeks, you could totally do that. What is your before? It could be before 2026. Like, what would your before list look like? Things that make you feel alive. And it's not necessarily about having a certain number. It's about the energy that's behind that. It's like about the want and the need and the exploration and the empowerment behind that. The choice to live intentionally, to say yes to you again and again and again. So I suppose in close, turning 40 has reminded me that life isn't a timeline. Although yes, we're here for a period of time and then we're not. But it's a transformation, it's an always transformation. Like there's every decade, every detour, every heartbreak, every breakthrough, they have all led me to here. And I am so blessed and so grateful because here feels like freedom. Here feels like home. And it's took me a lot to get here. It's took me a lot of unpacking the shoulds, unpacking little limiting beliefs or big limiting beliefs, unpacking things, conditioned beliefs and behaviors and values that actually are not aligned with me. So here's to every single woman stepping into that next chapter with grace, with fire, and with unshakable faith in who you are becoming. Because you're not behind. You're right on time. And the best is still unfolding. If that resonated with you today, I would absolutely, as always, love to hear. So please do reach out to me on any of my social media platforms or anything. Well, just anywhere. Why not? Reach out to me. Let me know if it resonated with you. You feel free to fire in the answers to those questions that I sent you, or tell me your list. Tell me what is on your list of before. I would love to, love to, love to know. Anyway. Whatever you're up to today, have a magical day, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.